This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good morning, I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson vowed to continue the fight to prevent homelessness as the Bring Chicago Home referendum appears headed for defeat. Opponents of the ballot measure, which would increase the one-time tax when high-end properties are sold to fund homelessness prevention, painted it as a referendum on Johnson himself, with ads like these.
Mayor Johnson wants you to vote for his big new tax. Now's a good time to ask, is Chicago on the right track?
But Johnson called those attacks cowardly, saying as a public official he was limited by ethics laws.
I wanted to campaign more. It sucked when you're a gamer and you knock down shots and you can't be out on the court. But I'm still here, still standing, and I will be punching back.
Johnson says no matter the outcome, his team will continue forcefully with a progressive agenda, despite arguments that the referendum's potential failure is a message to cool off. The Midwest chapter of the Anti-Defamation League is accusing four local pro-Palestinian groups of fueling anti-Semitism since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. In a report released yesterday, the ADL says the incidents are tied to weekly protests, organizing on school campuses, and social media posts. David Goldenberg is the ADL Midwest director.
We are unaware of other groups and organizations, with a few sort of, frankly, probably right-wing extremist organizations that are organizing actively protests multiple times a week where anti-Semitism and celebration of violence against Jews is prevalent down Michigan Avenue.
Students for Justice in Palestine told the Sun-Times it, quote, unequivocally condemns the baseless allegations. The group said in a statement the ADL is conflating criticism of the Israeli government or Zionism with anti-Jewish racism. Since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, reports of anti-Semitic and anti-Muslim activity have risen in the Chicago area and in the United States. A new program is paving the way for some Chicago public high schoolers to enter the tech industry. It is through a partnership with the Illinois Institute of Technology and City Colleges. Armando Rodriguez attends Sarah E. Good STEM Academy. He's been into coding since middle school, and now, in his senior year, is taking several cybersecurity classes.
It makes me have a sense of like I'm helping protect people's information, stuff like that, from people who would want to do harm to it. You know, it's kind of like you're a virtual version of a police officer, in a sense.
The cybersecurity pathway he's on will help him continue his studies at Illinois Tech this fall, and it can cut down the time it takes him and other students to earn a bachelor's and master's by up to 2 years. The billion-dollar plan to stop invasive carp from spreading in Lake Michigan is at an impasse. The state of Illinois needs to sign an agreement with the Army Corps of Engineers. According to a letter obtained by WBEZ, Governor J.B. Pritzker wants to negotiate terms before committing millions of taxpayer dollars to the project. Robert Hirschfeld agrees. He's with the Prairie Rivers Network and says the carp is everyone's problem.
Since the benefit is region-wide, frankly nationwide, why should Illinois be on the hook to pay so much of the cost of the project?
The state is asking for an incremental approach to the deal. The Corps says there's no precedent for such an approach. Something else you should know today. A federal judge is dismissing a lawsuit brought by a former Chicago police officer who claimed she was the victim of sexual harassment and assault by then-CPD Superintendent Eddie Johnson. Former officer Cynthia Donald worked as Johnson's driver when he was superintendent. Donald says sexual contact between her and Johnson, when she was his subordinate, was unwanted. But in a ruling yesterday, Judge Elaine Bucklow says evidence shows Donald welcomed the romantic relationship and was an active participant. Today's weather, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. And tomorrow we can expect light rain and snow in the afternoon. Later today, you might know Jazz Rodriguez by her Instagram handle, Jazz on Vinyl. She is a visual artist who was born and raised in Chicago. And that really comes through in her work. A lot of her prints pay homage to local bars and venues.
We have places we like to go to because the Midwest is like work hard, play hard, and it's family and it's community.
Erin talks to Jazz about community, color, and why she loves Chicago. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.